WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump is on his way to the Middle East.
This is going to be a very special time.
That was moments ago before takeoff. There is jubilation in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. As hostages are set to be released. Uri Gorin is the cousin of deceased Israeli hostage Tal Haimi.
There's a lot of joy on the one hand. We're very thrilled about this. And then on the other hand, for us, for the families of the murdered hostages, there's a lot of anxiety.
Our Deborah Pata is in the region.
Even though home is unrecognizable for so many, Palestinians are desperate to reclaim memories of life before the war. I will just live in a tent near the rubble of my home, said Umm Muhammad Samur, until I can find a solution. The pain of loss is everywhere. More than 67,000 people have been killed, according to Gaza's health ministry.
A nor'easter is churning up the East Coast. It's expected to bring coastal flooding, strong winds, and power outages through tomorrow, hitting New Jersey especially hard.
You know, just preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
He's in Ocean City, just south of Atlantic City. CBS News reporter Addie Gohardo has more.
In Monmouth County, the Office of Emergency Management filled up hundreds of sandbags, cleared the beach, positioned high water vehicles, and urged residents to move vehicles out of flood zones.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on a South Carolina island leaves at least 4 people dead, another 20 injured. It happened at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island, where Willie Turrell is owner.
You know that things like this could happen. Of course, you try to take the best efforts that you can to deter any situation like this from occurring. But when something like this happens, I mean, in your heart of hearts, at least in mine, you know, I never really expected to ever see anything like this.
With the federal government shutdown still ongoing since October 1st, the focus on health care funding remains front and center in the political debate. WWJ's John Hewitt from Detroit.
While not trying to wade into political waters, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Michigan's chief medical executive, offers this word of warning.
If we stop providing some of these benefits, we're not actually avoiding costs. We're actually just displacing them. And that doesn't even take into account the human burden and the human costs.
In a recent poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation, a resounding 78% of U.S. adults favored the extension of subsidies, including 57% of those who identified as MAGA supporters.
The Senate is not back in town until Tuesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Policy experts are urging Congress to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're warning that premiums could more than double if there's no action taken. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Policy experts are calling on Congress to not only extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, but to address the broader issue of rapidly rising health care costs that threaten to crush hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites. Angela Hanks with the nonprofit Century Foundation says many are now faced with a worsening health care affordability crisis caused by deliberate policy choices in Congress. Legislation passed over the summer would result in up to 15 million people losing Medicaid or health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, with enhanced ACA tax credits set to expire at the end of the year.
We've put that as an average enrollee paying over $1,000 more next year for their health care if Congress takes no action this year.
An analysis from the foundation shows rural counties will be disproportionately affected, with enrollees potentially facing a 28% higher cost increase than those in urban areas. Wisconsin saw a record 18% jump in ACA marketplace enrollment this year. year, with more than 313,000 people purchasing a plan. Insurance companies have already reported their rates for the next year, projecting an average 18% increase in premiums for ACA plans across the board. That's the largest increase in more than 5 years. This means ACA enrollees face both rising premiums and the potential loss of tax credits that help make insurance affordable. Hank stresses that healthcare affordability is not a partisan issue, noting that more than 3/4 of Americans want to see the tax credits continue, including 2/3 of Republicans. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain tonight, a low around 49. For Monday, sunshine, highs around 63. On Tuesday, chance of rain and a high around 57. Showers continue into Tuesday night and lows in the low 40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high around 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Civic Media Spotlight. We kick things off with the Todd Alba Show. Filmmakers Sean Hainish and Paul Jaconi Berry of Just a Bit Outside join us for their first media appearance promoting their latest film project. The name is No Packers, No Life, which is about a group of diehard Packer fans in Tokyo who made their way to Lambeau.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Wisconsin's, I would say, the Brewers. But you got some nasty Twins fans up there in northwest Wisconsin. You got some salty Cubs fans in southern Wisconsin. But overall, I guess got a few of those horned people over Minnesota. But overall, I mean, what's more of a Wisconsin team than the Green Bay Packers? We're going to talk about that next. But let me clearly, for the lawyers on the 12th floor, separate and remind you, completely separate from what we're going to talk about right now, we have the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You can win $200 cash prize and gold jewelry and two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota and a home game in Green Bay on November 23rd at high noon. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app. SCORE. SCORE is the word to text. You have until 4 o'clock to do it. To win cash and gold and be eligible for the grand prize at a football game of a professional team that has their headquarters in Green Bay. It is a multi-state contest. Now, completely separate from that discussion, let's talk about the Packers. Joining us, our old friends via StreamYard from the movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's a whole other bottle of Miller High Life. Sean Hainish and Paul Jaconi Berry of the new film, No Packers, No Life. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Really excited to be here.
Well, I happened to see Sean happened to be in town for another project, and he was so kind by threat of verbal NDA, and I'll never speak to you again. He showed me a little clip of the film, and I was instantly in love. And tell us, guys, how did you come to find this film?
Well, yeah, you know, Todd, we had this amazing success last fall with Just a Bit Outside, thanks to you, your listeners, and all the fans around the state of Wisconsin. That film did really, really well in theaters. And so we were doing an encore screening of it in Madison at the Wisconsin Film Festival this spring. Mm. And lo and behold, I saw in the program a movie called No Packers, No Life. And I was like, well, that sounds about the Japanese Packers fans. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting. So I went to see it. And it was a sold out show there at the Barrymore in Madison. Mm. And it was raucous. People loved this movie. So what we did is, you know, I showed it. I got a link to share with our team, including Paul. And we all thought it was such a joyful expression of what it means to be a Green Bay Packers fan that, and, you know, we can get into the story in a minute. But we were like, maybe we can do the same thing with Just a Bit Out, or with No Packers No Life, that we did with Just a Bit Outside. And fortunately, our good friends at Marcus Theaters agreed. And they are they're opening No Packers No Life, this wonderful, joyful documentary about the Japanese Packers cheering squad, on October 17th statewide, which is amazing.
I can't wait. And Paul, tell us a little bit about the premise of this story. Because when I first, Packers cheerleaders, like there's a group of, like, you know, young people in skirts and pom-pons. No. Tell us this, where this came from, Paul.
Absolutely. So Ty Morse, who is a businessman over there in Wisconsin, he does a lot of business in East Asia. And he was walking through Shibuya, which is the big intersection in Tokyo, and happened to see a Japanese person walk by wearing a Packers jersey and was like, what's going on here? So he very quietly said, "Go Pack, go." And the guy turned around and said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." So then this guy said, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." Takes him up through these alleys and into a karaoke bar upstairs in the middle of this huge building. And there is the Japanese Packers cheering squad. So it's three dozen, four dozen Japanese people who, for various reasons, have become super fans of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And they show up at 2 a.m. on a Monday morning because of the time difference and watch games and cheer on their favorite team. And so Ty said, you know, this is so incredible. I have to bring them to Green Bay to watch a game. So this film follows that entire story. And it's really, you know, Sean put it best. It's joyful. And it is such a celebration of how the things we love, in this case, you know, the team that we love, the Green Bay Packers, brings people together from across the world. So it's just, it is laughs and smiles from beginning to end. And we could not be more excited to be sharing this with the statewide in Wisconsin, you know, thanks to our friends at Marcus Theaters. So we're just thrilled.
And you nailed it, I think, Paul. I know Sean, you and I talked about this. It's a crazy world out there right now, and there's so much divisiveness out there. And boy, anything that can bring us together as Wisconsinites, as Americans, I'm all for. And by the way, Zomers, keep me honest. I talked to you after I talked to Sean. Did I say anything about our conversation that would give anything away?
You said the Wisconsin sports film. Sorry, I can't say more yet. You know, no,
so I kept my word. So now
that's impressive, Todd. Thank you.
Because I was excited, as Sean knows. But now it's okay. We can show the trailer, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Please do.
So here from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry is a trailer for No Packers, No Life.
We're wandering Tokyo and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, "Go Pack, go." And he shouts back, "Go Pack, go!" The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers. No Packers, no right.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin aren't.
Wisconsin!
I said, "You guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime."
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host. And we say, "Okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time."
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
Go Pack, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
Gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers, no life.
No Packers, no life. Only at Marcus Theaters on October 17th. We have the filmmakers joining us live via StreamYard. The great Sean Hannish and the great Paul Jaconi Berry. Guys, just like with A Bit Outside, when Sean showed it to me on Friday, and now I'm seeing it just does something to you as Wisconsinites, Sean.
Well, I think it does because, you know, as Wisconsinites, we kind of, you know, on our sleeve is our heart is on our sleeve, and we say, please come visit us. We're a lot of fun. And so, you know, I love what they say, and it's in the trailer there. All of Ty and his friends, Jada Merritt and Brandon, were like, we want to show them the Green Bay way, which is essentially the Wisconsin hospitality. And I mean, a lot of these people who are born and raised in Tokyo had never been to the States before. Mm-hmm. And imagine their first stop is Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right. And they get immersed in this community with these wonderful people, both wonderful visitors and wonderful hosts, and that they shared a lot more in common than you would imagine. I mean, they compared Green Bay to one of the tourist vacation destinations outside of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So there was a real around being a fan of the Green Bay Packers. True lifelong friendships developed. And I think you find that whenever you go anywhere outside of Wisconsin, certainly here in Los Angeles, or when I've been in France and Paris, I've been to Woe's Bar. Every city around the world seems to have a Packer bar and have a Packer following. So this is kind of like just taking, like dipping our toe into what it's like in Tokyo for these folks. And really what they, in a way, it holds a mirror up to us as Wisconsinites and as Packer fans. And kind of shows us, you know, what we have is really special with the Packers, and people around the world appreciate it.
And time now for my obligatory plug for the great underground sports pub in Hermosa Beach, owned by our friend Kelly Call. When you're in the greater Los Angeles area and you want to take in a Packer game, make sure you go to the underground pub in Hermosa Beach. I've been there. The steak sandwich is fantastic.
You're right. It's the best Packer bar in Los Angeles.
It is. It really is. Paul, talk to us. You guys probably know me. Packers had a rough game. It's been a rough day for Packer fans in Wisconsin today. Just a weird game, losing 13-10 yesterday to the Browns. But Zomer and I were talking before the show, and Paul, talk a little bit about this. I think, and I've always seen the trailer, but to me, anytime that we can see something that we might take for granted through the lens of someone else, it makes you appreciate what this team means to the state.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there for me. You know, before we made Just a Bit Outside, I had never set foot in Wisconsin. And the welcome that I received over the course of making that film, I mean, subsequently, I've been to Wisconsin more than anywhere else in the country. And the welcome and the hospitality and just the joy and heart of the people of Wisconsin has stuck with me, right? And so when we saw this film, that is really about that. I feel like an adoptive son of Wisconsin. I'm going to put that on my driver's license. Adopted by Wisconsin,
of course,
because it is just such a welcoming, warm place filled with joy, and you have so many great things there, and people don't necessarily recognize it until they really come and see what the state has to offer. I mean, yes, Green Bay Packers. Everyone knows the Green Bay Packers, but not until you actually go to Lambeau. Not until you actually experience it in person, as I did just earlier this year for the first time, did it click for me. And it really is, this movie is such a love letter to the Wisconsin way. It is such a love letter to the people of Wisconsin. And I am beyond delighted to be able to share this with the people of Wisconsin. So they can, you know, as Sean said, a mirror reflected back to them. They can see just how important and how special of a place they live in. So.
Sean, about a minute and a half before the first break here, but talk to us in the minute and a half here up to that, a little bit about how, again, you guys kind of took your experience from Just a Bit Outside, and is it fair to say maybe cleaned up and sweetened some of the visuals and some of the sound to kind of get it ready for greater distribution for the original? Is that fair to say or not?
Oh, I think it's fair to say we took what we learned, yes, from Just a Bit Outside, both the marketing and distribution, but also in, you know, just the storytelling arena of like, what do people expect when they go to the theater? And, you know, we shared that with the filmmakers, Craig Benzine, the director, and Ty Morris, the producer, and they were incredibly amenable. In fact, they had been watching Just a Bit Outside and had seen the film and were like, we kind of want to do what those guys did. And, you know, through an incredible stroke of luck, we met them back there at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And that's the path they're following. I mean, the film is, it's 90 minutes of pure joy. And it's worth, just like Just a Bit Outside was worth wearing your jersey to, wear your Packer jersey, come early, have a couple of beers, you know, tailgate and get ready for an incredible joyride. That's what the movie is.
It is in Marcus Theaters starting on October 17th. We'll come back and talk more about this great film, No Packers, No Life, with Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry after this on the Civic Media Ready Network.
I think it's time, Terry, that the Lombardi Trophy goes home to Lambeau Field where it belongs.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tappel Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Up next on the Civic Media Spotlight, we have WXEO Morning Report. Chet Holmes sits down with Quinn Suhan of Marathon County Literacy Council about what services they provide and about an upcoming adult spelling bee they are hosting.
One time I lost a spelling bee because the word I had to spell was a finance and I messed up.
Oh, jeez.
And my dad still holds that over me.
Well, Ian, you have a chance to get redemption now because as adults, we have a chance to be part of a spelling bee, an adult spelling bee with the Marathon County Literacy Council coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th. And to learn more about it, we're very happy to welcome Quinn Suhan. She's the business manager for the Marathon County Literacy Council. And this is really exciting stuff. But good morning. Glad you could come on by.
Absolutely. Good morning. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
First of all, before we even talk about the spelling bee itself, the Marathon County Literacy Council, for folks who may not be familiar, could you give us a little information on that?
Absolutely. We are what I consider Marathon County's best kept secret. I've only been with them for about a week now, but I am loving
a week,
and I'm loving every second of it. I actually messaged my boyfriend one day and was like, I really love my new job.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so great to love what you do. I do have some history, some background in teaching myself, so a part of this is coming home. At the Literacy Council, we really put an emphasis on that adult learning. You know, one out of seven adults in Marathon County struggle with literacy. As a teacher, as someone who grew up with. My mom was actually one of the reporters for the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. So every single one of my papers was gone over with the utmost scrutiny to make sure that the spelling, grammar, punctuation, everything was on point.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Just having that background, again, it just really feels like I'm coming home in some kind of aspect there. But at the Literacy Council, we do help with that tutoring. If you need help with reading, writing, studying for your driver's license test, if you need help with building a resume, getting those job skills, that's what we're here to help with. Mm. You know, we do recognize that there is a niche for this, that there is a need for it, and we really just want to get our name out there more, really let people know that A, we provide this service, and B, it's all for free. Every single one of our services we provide to anybody in the community for free. You can call us and make an appointment. You can just walk in off the street. We're open 9 to 4 Monday through Friday. And again,
where are you located, by the way?
We are located right downtown next to Yankee Bookstore.
Oh, just down the road here.
Just down the road. Yep. We're kind of, I think a lot of people think we're part of Yankee just because, of course, we have the McLit sign out there and it does have a picture of a book. And I think a lot of people just kind of assume we're an additional entity to Yankee, but we are completely separate and we are here to help you and anybody.
What kind of programs are, maybe some examples of programs that you do offer for folks here in Central Wisconsin?
Again, we don't really have like a specific, like you come in and we're going to help with ABC only.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come in and study for any kind of exam that you have coming up, if you wanted to go back to school and be a lawyer, a doctor, a whatever, and you're struggling with something, come on in and we can help you with whatever it is.
Basically, yeah, if you have any idea that maybe this is some area I want to get stronger in,
yes,
you're willing to work with them.
Especially when it comes to language, we do have a big emphasis on ESL, so English as a second language. But on the flip side of that, most people don't even realize that we'll help you with your Spanish as well. So we will flip that. Come on in and you can get some lessons.
Fantastic. Really interesting stuff. And I have to admit, even just down the street here, I really did not know that. In your first week, and you've been popped by last week to say hello and to provide the information about the adult spelling bees. Very, very cool indeed. We're talking to Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council. And coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th, let's get into this event because it sounds like it could be a lot of fun, a lot of coolness to it. It's an adult spelling bee.
Yes.
And it's raising money to be a hive builder for literacy and BEE. That's very, very cool indeed.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what this event's all about and maybe what people need to know.
The McLee Bee Benefit, that's definitely a mouthful, is an evening of unforgettable fun that's really just going to heighten the community awareness and share our impact and help increase the understanding of the vital role that adult education really can play and literacy can play in our community. We truly believe that the learning process never stops. An adult spelling bee is really going to help demonstrate that beautifully. Again, like you mentioned, it really is a great way to help raise money and promote that literacy, bringing together a diverse audience. It is going to be on Tuesday, October 7th at the Labor Temple from 6 to 8 p.m. It is advertised as an adult spelling bee, but it is a family-friendly event. So
the kids want to be involved, they can do it as well?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we want to promote as well. Show the kids that the adults are still learning, still working towards making themselves better as well. I think a lot of kids get the impression that the learning stops when you become an adult, and I'm sure you can agree that is the exact opposite. We are always continuing to learn and improve ourselves, and this is a great way to show that too.
I think, Ian, maybe you and I may have to pop on over there and do a head-to-head here so you can go deeper into this thing.
I think so as well. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, boys, you guys can help come and contribute to the event. We have a silent auction. So if anybody out there, the public or businesses, really want to contribute, you can contribute to our silent auction. You can sponsor a team for $100. Oh, so if you two wanted to be a team, you can totally join. You can volunteer to help at the event on the 7th, or you can just buy a ticket to the Bee, come out and enjoy a night of spelling, pizza, non-alcoholic beverage, and of course, a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And to get more information, maybe, because I mean we've gone through a lot of things here this morning, you can get information on your website, I imagine, correct?
Yes.
What is the website?
McLitOfWausau.org. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook under the same handle.
Fantastic. So McLitOfWausau.org, and then get more on this event and other events / events as well. And also, I imagine, just stop on by here downtown.
Absolutely. Like I said, we are open 9 to 4. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Fantastic. Should be a lot of fun Tuesday. Thursday, October the 7th, really for a great cause, but a lot of fun as well. The Marathon County Literacy Council Adult Spelling Bee. Yeah, well, and it'll be held at the Labor Temple in Wausau, correct?
Yes.
So at the Labor Temple, just again, here in Wausau, 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. So again, get more information, MC Mick Litt of Wausau, MCLIT of Wausau.org for the Marathon County Literacy Council. Quinn Suhan, great to have you on board, and great for your new job. And again, as you continue, I'd love to have you back and talk about other events.
Oh, absolutely. I got plenty of ideas and plenty in store, so I would love to revisit and get people more involved.
Top of the hour news update is coming up. We'll be back with another WXCO morning report at 8:22. Included will be our number for the day quiz with Ian. But up next, it's a top of the hour news update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is now heading on a trip to Israel and Egypt after saying it would be a very special moment for efforts to end the Gaza war.
This is the first time everybody is amazed and they're thrilled, and it's an honor to be involved, and we're going to have an amazing time.
Hamas will begin releasing Israeli hostages held in Gaza Monday morning. A high-impact nor'easter is in effect, packing damaging winds, rain, and coastal flood concerns. CBS News New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
40 to 60 mile per hour peak gusts are quite possible out of the northeast and here across New Jersey and inland areas and on up through the Hudson Valley, interior Connecticut.
Churches near the site of a blast in a rural Tennessee plant devoted Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families. Governor Bill Lee also met with them.
It was quite moving to be there with those families. Most importantly, to be there with the people in the community that are surrounding those families.
Still no word on a cause. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 in Game 5 to win the Divisional Championship Series. They'll host the Dodgers tomorrow night in Game 1 of the NL Championship. Pat Murphy on the Brewers able to win a playoff series.
After last year, that was the wild card series. We won the division. Mets were hot. They came back and beat us, all right, at the last inning. They were shell-shocked. We were all shell-shocked to see the room then, and I just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to help us. And what I think it did is galvanize the group. And then, you know, we've been talking about Uke all year long, and it may sound corny to some, but if you lived it the way we did, you know, Uke's presence was here, and they didn't want to let him down.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm sad. You know, I think this team did a lot to honor the Chicago Cub uniform. What did we do wrong tonight? That's kind of what you guys are stuck on. Why couldn't we get anything going? You know, so it's hard to get past that right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Candy's family still has trouble watching one of his biggest hits. Candy was self-conscious about his weight throughout his career and did not like the mud wrestling scene in Stripes. Candy passed away in 1994. He insisted on wearing a shirt throughout the entire scene due to his modesty, despite being encouraged to take it off by other filmmakers and cast. You can learn more about what made one of the most beloved Hollywood icons tick in the documentary John Candy, I Like Me, which dropped Friday, October 10th on Prime. When the live-action version of Snow White failed at the box office, Disney got cold feet and halted production on the live version of Tangled. Now it appears the production is back on and has its sights set on Scarlett Johansson for the role of Mother Gothel. There is no word yet on who will play Rapunzel or Flynn Rider or any other cast for that matter. Michael Gracie, who directed The Greatest Showman, will head up the project. You had me at Scarlett Johansson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain tonight, a low around 49. For Monday, sunshine, highs around 63. On Tuesday, chance of rain and a high around 57. Showers continue into Tuesday night and lows in the low 40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high around 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Next up, we have the Mattenair on Air show. Jane and Greg talk with Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins the show to talk about all the recent press conference from President Trump regarding Tylenol and the unsubstantiated claim of its link to autism taken by pregnant folks.
Good morning. Welcome to Mattenair on Air. Jane Mattenair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, our friend and colleague, and host of our own show on weekends.
So fun.
We want to remind you that our multi-state text win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway right now. Mm-hmm. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
You have to have the Civic Media app. Not going to cost you any money.
No.
It's completely free.
Correct.
So open up your Civic Media app, text in the word YARD. Y-A-R-D. Text in the word YARD. You're in the running for the daily prize, which is $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We have a gas card to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty nice package.
I think I'm more like, Packer tickets are great. Don't get me wrong. But I will say this. I love the gift card option.
The gas card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty nice. So text in the word.
Such a nerd.
And for so many reasons.
I love a value.
YARD is the word, Y-A-R-D. And by the way, I wanted to say good morning to Brian from Mozami, who just texted in morning.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. And that's not the word, by the way. The word is YARD.
YARD.
Y-A-R-D. Good luck. You have until 11, until 10 o'clock. And then your next word coming your way at 11. She is our guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends. Good morning, my friend. Your phone must have been blowing up yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, the day before. We were already talking about using Tylenol in pregnancy and whether it was a link to autism, which there is not. Tylenol
right.
in pregnancy does not cause autism. So, I mean, that's been kind of brewing, but to hear that big declaration, to hear Trump stumble through the word acetaminophen, to see the reaction, and then to get all these texts from so many friends who are either pregnant or are living with autism in their family. This has stirred up so much emotion and so many questions and so much conversation. I think people are really starting to see it.
I took that clip that you put out on social media explaining directly about the zero findings of a link between Tylenol and autism. And I put that on a friend's social media post because he was posting about it, of course, agreeing with what you're talking about. And then someone, because there's always someone, comes in going, well, why can't we just allow doctors to blah, blah, blah? And it became into a whole thing. And I just finally said, here is my friend. She is very smart. This is what she's saying, corroborating another doctor's comment, by the way. And I said specifically, this topic is not worth her time. She's got other things to be doing, but now she has to talk about it and talk about something very simple because the president of the United States, not just a dude, got up on the most microphoned podium in the country, maybe the world, and said these words. And the thing that really rocked me on in the whole clip, Dr. Lyle, is the fact that you have to say now to people, it's not your fault.
I know. That is the worst part because people who have family members who are taking care of friends with autism, they're suffering. They want an answer. And to give them this false hope and to somehow make it seem like it is their fault mm-hmm. that they ended up in this situation is just so beyond shameful. And for the president of the United States to say it in the way that he said it, and then to go on and say the pregnant women should just suffer with their pain. I mean, you don't want them to have birth control. You right. don't want them to have abortions. You want them to get pregnant, but you don't want them to have the things that they need to be able to navigate their pregnancies safely, including hospitals in rural areas where they can deliver their babies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
That really jumped out at me too, Dr. Lyerly, when he said, if you can't tough it out, mm-hmm. essentially, if you're not tough enough to deal with your discomfort, then okay, I guess you can take it. Kind of indicting pregnant women for not being tough enough. We're not being tough enough. Even though other Republicans have said it requires no special gifts to give birth.
Right. Or they think as soon as the baby comes out, like the pregnancy is over.
Everything's not back to normal.
No, it takes a year to recover. It's just, it's shameful. Yeah. You know, it's... There just aren't that many things that people can use in pregnancy to manage pain. And this is something that we've used forever. And most people use it at some point in their pregnancy. So for him to do this and to put pregnant women in a situation where they're always thinking about, should I put this in my body? Should I eat this? Should I take this medicine? Should I treat this condition? And they often don't want to even treat things like blood pressure problems because they're worried that the medicine that they take is going to cause problems for their baby. When in reality, high blood pressure causes many, many more problems.
Yep.
Yes. So women have to have the information that they need, and they need to be encouraged to take the right medications that they need to treat their conditions. And that is exactly the opposite of what Donald Trump and RFK were saying.
Well, and again, neither of them are doctors. They're not even medical researchers. They're two dudes.
Yeah. With they a political are. Agenda. With an agenda. Yes. And the comments that people have made on that post, which has gotten like 115,000 views. I mean, it was really popular. Some of the comments where people were questioning the data, or they would say, well, did you see the Harvard study? Well, did you see all the studies? You can't just cherry pick one thing or another. One study does not make a medical movement.
Right. If they can get the name of one study or name a college or a university or something, when they say check theirs, it's like, do you know what you're really talking about right now? Do you understand what you're doing? Because you are trying to now, because someone else will hear these words and they won't research it. They'll just say, well, I know Harvard's a smart place and they said study. So I'll just say Harvard study and they'll know what I'm talking about.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She's the host of Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show in Green Bay on weekends. And we're talking about Donald Trump and Bob Jr.'s announcements yesterday. Don't take Tylenol. We have a compilation. Yeah.
Courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, actually.
Compilation courtesy of the Kimmel Show.
If you want to, here's a basic summation of the entire speech they gave earlier this week from the White House regarding this topic. Calvin, will you play that, please?
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. With Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't use Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Fight like hell not to take
it. There it is.
I think you shouldn't take it. Don't take Tylenol. The baby goes, gets a shot. They say, here, take a cup of Tylenol. I've heard that for years. Take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't have your baby take Tylenol. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give your baby Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Don't take it. So That's it. There's nothing much to say. Don't take Tylenol. Just don't take it. And I just say it again. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
That sums it up, what he just said there. There's nothing left to say.
Yeah,
there was
it.
Nothing to say to begin with.
Yeah, that's it.
Grandpa, it's time for bed.
Yeah, exactly. And the other important piece of this that I think is getting skipped over. So the alternative now that they're suggesting, this Leucovorin contains a folic acid, from what I understand. This is being sold by a company that Dr. Oz has stake in.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I can tell you that the data is not there for leucovorin. So this is another whole entire problem. The data is not there. We are years away from being able to recommend leucovorin. And the data at this point only supports that it treats a particular symptom in a certain subset of people with autism. But they're selling it like if you have autism, they're almost selling it like a cure, like a snake oil. But it's not there, guys. And the fact that they're making it available to people who have Medicaid and it's going to be something that you can get your hands on, it's not there. This is false hope and it's not fair.
And isn't it? It's like supplements. It's a St. John's wort. It's the same thing as those kinds of things. Is that correct?
It's not. It is a B vitamin, so it sounds like it's a supplement, but it's actually something that we use in chemotherapy to treat methotrexate overdoses. I've never used it in my practice because it is there are some very particular uses, but it's not like a multivitamin that you can just buy over the counter. You do need a prescription
okay.
for it.
But again, I think it's important to note, at least from what I was finding yesterday, Dr. Oz, who is now part of our health system, is part of a group that owns this drug.
Well, and also speaking of Dr. Oz, 24 hours ago, and this was reported in, I'm looking at YouTube, Yahoo News, he walked the statement from President Trump back.
Oh, he did.
And he said, quote, "We know that people who take Tylenol for prolonged periods of time during pregnancy seem to have a higher incidence of autism in aggregate." I don't know what that means. What? Show me the study on that one, Doc. So the message is not, never take Tylenol. It's take Tylenol judiciously. Take it by talking with your doctor. Make sure that you have an important reason to take. Important reason is pain. Because of pain. Don't take it. Hey, this is the words of a doctor. Don't take it willy-nilly because you think it's so safe. It couldn't possibly cause a problem because those assumptions appear to be erroneous. That statement just wrapped in tons of research and data, doctor. I don't even know why we're talking about this. He's right. We're wrong. Let's take some supplements.
But isn't that the advice that you would give any patient, Dr. Lyerly, is take it sparingly, right? Nobody's like, yes, take as many drugs as you can ingest. No doctor is telling you that, or are they?
And talk to your doctor about it so that you can personalize your care. But you know what you said, Greg, I think is really important because this is what they did with leucovorin. This is what they're doing with these Tylenol studies. They find something that has a grain of truth to it. And you know, when you look at all the Tylenol studies out there, there are some studies that show that there is an association between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and autism. And that is true. And there are other studies that show that there is not an association, including a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was huge. So the association is a maybe, but association does not mean causation.
Right.
It does not mean that Tylenol in pregnancy causes autism. It's like saying eating ice cream is associated with drowning. Eating ice cream doesn't make you drown. You just eat ice cream when it's warmer out and you also go swimming more often. So they take that confusing piece of information that a lot of people who aren't in the science world and can't parse out the studies because they don't have the background, and they use it to politicize it and benefit from it. And it's wrong.
I also think it's important. VAERS keeps coming up. It's V-A-E-R-S, VAERS. Ron Johnson cited it yesterday because now he's still pushing the horse medication and talking about all the reports on VAERS. I could go to the VAERS website and report that I drank orange juice and I grew a unicorn horn. I could. And
yes.
Because there is no checkup on those reports to VAERS, correct?
And there shouldn't be. And there shouldn't be because it is meant to be an open database where people can report whatever their adverse effects are. And then they take that information and look into it.
I'm going to do that right after the show. It's getting in the way of my headphones, this unicorn horn. It's just not very useful. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lierley on the other side. If you have questions, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Matt and Air on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 9 to 11. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media, as Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national data banks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
And last but not least on the Civic Media Spotlight, we move to Valley Focus with Lisa Hale. Ava Engel, the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, joins Lisa to discuss the success of the Walk for the Animals fundraising event and the Gray Muzzle Grant the shelter has received for medical care for senior animals. Tune in.
For WISS, I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and today I'm joined by Ava Engel, who is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Hi, Ava.
Hello.
We have got to talk about the Walk for the Animals. You guys had a very successful fundraising event this month in September. So tell me a little bit of how that went.
Oh, Lisa, it went really, really well. We had, this whole campaign around our Walk for the Animals is something that we start planning on early on in the summer. And we're raising funds for our medical care because every animal that comes into the shelter gets medical care. So it's not just the ones that are sick. Every single one gets microchipped, vaccinated. And of course, those that need medical care, additional medical care, receive that as well. So we fundraise every year. And this year we had a goal set that was a record high goal of $65,000. And I'm super thrilled to tell you that we exceeded our goal. Our preliminary final fundraising total is $68,400.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. So you met your goal and exceeded it by over $3,000. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So I know there were a lot of people that helped you put this together and came together to work for the animals. Can you tell a little bit about the volunteers and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. And it's our staff are really focused on this event as well and planning it out. And then we always need volunteers to, well, first off, to distribute the signs, put up signs so people know that we're doing the walk for the animals. Our volunteers help us fundraise through pledges from their friends and family. And then, of course, at the event itself, we have so many different booths and activities for kids, and we always need volunteers to help with that.
So this is something that if you didn't get to help out this year, because it's past this year and mm-hmm. you've done such a good job, maybe next year, if somebody really wants to get involved and help, they could.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I would just urge them to sign up pretty early if they are not a current volunteer, because we send out to current volunteers our asks to see who is interested in helping. But if they are not a volunteer yet, they can apply. I would probably urge doing that in the spring and just upfront identify that you'd be very interested in helping with the walk. It's a lot of fun. So definitely we are super excited to welcome anyone.
Absolutely. So that event, fantastic event. You've mm-hmm. raised a lot of money. And I do want to go back and mention that this is all, as you said, for medical care for the mm-hmm. pets. And I think maybe people don't think about that each animal that comes through, you don't know their vaccination history. So they all have to be vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You don't know their medical history. So they have to be looked over. They have to be mm-hmm. assessed. Mm-hmm. Some of them need dental work badly.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Some have injuries. Some mm-hmm. have upper respiratory infections, mm-hmm. kennel cough, all sorts of different
chronic
things.
Conditions as yeah. well, diabetes, kidney issue. Yes, various chronic conditions too. Mm-hmm.
And this money all goes to help pay for those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Medical care is expensive. Medical and surgical supplies have become much more expensive. So of course that cost increases year over year.
Pets get older.
They do.
And mm-hmm. as they get older, they sometimes run into different problems. The older the animal, the more likely they are to have dental problems.
Just like
problems.
Human beings. Just like human beings, yes.
Exactly. Really. You know, I have a very old Chihuahua. He's about, we figure, 14, 15 years old. And I can see on some mornings that he's just slow mm-hmm. and doesn't feel good. And I'm like, dude, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, right, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So these older pups and these older cats and older even bunnies and whatnot mm-hmm, that you guys mm-hmm. get, the Oshkosh Area Humane Society recently got a grant.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did for specifically for medical care for senior animals.
And it was the gray muzzle grant,
yes,
I think is what it was
yes,
called.
Yes, yes. And we do special blood work for our seniors. And so especially for dogs, if we're looking at what is a senior, so it's really 7 years plus. Mm-hmm. And there are so many animals that come in at that age that either come in as strays where we can as best guesstimate how old the animal is. But we also get a lot of surrenders due to the hardships right now, financial hardships out there. So for those animals that we know are elderly and they have a birthday, so to speak, all of those get the senior care as well. Mm-hmm.
And this gray muzzle grant, how much of a grant did you guys get? Do you know?
We get $11,000.
Well, that's mm-hmm. still, that mm-hmm. helps a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And many of these seniors also need dental care. And as you know, dental care, those are long procedures. So yeah. it takes our veterinarian quite some time to go through those and it pays for that. So we're extremely grateful. They are wonderful, wonderful partners for us.
Do you guys do anything special to adopt out the elderly animals that you might have at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society?
We do. We try to focus a lot of our marketing and kind of social media exposure on these seniors, because seniors really make wonderful, wonderful pets. They really do. And so it's promoting them in social media. We also, a lot of times, we have very low to no adoption costs on these senior animals. We also have a lot of times folks who sponsor adoption fees. For dogs specifically, our cats don't have adoption fees at all. Regardless of age, all we ask for is that the adopter pay for microchip and for the vaccine. But other than that, we really, we do not have adoption costs for cats. But for dogs, we do. And these senior dogs, a lot of the time we have the fees sponsored by somebody, a donor or an organization. And I want to give specifically a shout out to Pete's Garage Bar, who now are sponsoring adoption fees and food and toys for many of our long-termers. So they are wonderful to work with.
And they absolutely, you got to give Pete's Garage props for anything.
Yes,
I just
absolutely
love them. They're they're so irreverent and just so much fun in the community, but they really care about the community.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. We're so grateful. Like, I couldn't tell you enough.
So if somebody is interested in adopting a senior pet or helping out at the shelter, where do they go? What can they do?
They can go to our website, oahs.org. And they can see the volunteer opportunities and the available animals. And we always list the age of the animal as well. Or if they have very specific questions, they can always email to info@oahs.org. And then I'm typically the one who is addressing all those emails, and I can direct them to the right person.
Absolutely. Yava Engel, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Love coming here.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump has boarded Air Force One to head to the Middle East.
This is a very special event. They had 500,000 people yesterday and today in Israel, and also the Muslim and Arab countries are all cheering. Everybody's cheering at one time. That's never happened before.
He's set to arrive in Tel Aviv early Monday, expected to meet with families of Israeli hostages before delivering a speech to Israel's parliament, and will then travel to Egypt. Moshe Lavi is a relative of Israeli hostage Amri Miran, who could be released soon.
We rushed back here to prepare logistically, from preparing a bag to Amri, coordinating with the family. What are we going to do? Where are we going to meet? What are we going to say once it happens?
Roads washed out, states of emergencies issued. A nor'easter has been hitting much of the Jersey Shore. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're going to have heavy rain, 40 to 60.